Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential. Brandon Lynette here, your host, and I just want to say thank you for joining me on this journey, and that's what it is. It is definitely a journey. In this podcast, you're going to find, inspiration, motivation, tips and tricks to get, that fire lit under your ice and, practical ideas to utilize and actually take action on your dreams, because that's our purpose, to be the best version of ourselves now and to continue to grow and expand on what we've dreamed about since we were kids. Okay. Today's podcast episode, I want to talk a little bit about how important it is to, just intentionally radiate positive energy. As someone who has worked in the online space for about 8 years now, people always ask how you weed out the real people from the fake people. And I'm going to tell you guys, there is this toxic positivity culture that exists. And those people are the people that they just feel not genuine, disingenuine. They seem fake because they are. Okay. There is a profound impact of people that choose to radiate positive energy. And it's not just a feel good gesture. Okay. There are profound implications for, your personal life, your social existence, and even professional atmosphere. So what is the biggest benefit of radiating positive energy? How far reaching do these effects go? I'll tell you right now, it's the contagious nature. When you see someone who is in a good mood and smiling and exciting and positive, you are automatically drawn to that, unless you let your demons win that day and that person annoys you more than anyone in the world. But that's not who we are today, right? We're choosing to put ourselves on the vibration of positivity, of mindfulness, of being in the moment, of not taking these life experiences for granted, not even on our worst days. We've never had a bad day, even in the shit of it, because we know that everything works out for us to our advantage. But you've got these people that just radiate positive energy, and they have this incredible environment conducive to optimism, productivity, and just overall well-being. You know, they're like that warm fire that you never want to leave. And it doesn't just lift up the one person. It is a literal influence they can't even help but have on anyone around them. And then you've got this ripple effect of positivity. And it fosters a sense of inner peace, resilience, emotional balance. People who can cultivate a positive mindset, they're going to have less stress. They're going to have better mental health. And literally, they're going to be happier people. This is a foundation for everything we have to face in life. And I feel like foundation, we just take that for granted. On everything we do, we fail to step out without having a firm foundation. And if you're looking at, especially if you, on social media, you can see these people, you feel that empathy, you feel that they're trustworthy. And if someone is out there just flashing their empath badge, like a neon sign, that's a try hard to me. Cause we are all empaths. Energy feels energy. It feeds energy. So everywhere we go, we are just like magnetizing or repelling people in our space. You see those people that are genuine because they're not waving a big sign about how they can feel your feelings. And then you can see them and they're trustworthy. They're going to be attracting like-minded people. You coming into a state of mindfulness and getting your perspective of your own foundation to be a priority in your life, to know that this is a conscious effort, a conscious choice, you're going to be attracting those people that are like you. And this is how you cultivate those strong and meaningful relationships that are built on solid things like respect and support. And anyone that you want to bring into your space, of course, their optimism and encouragement are going to inspire more people to have a similar mindset. So now you've created this whole incredible community. And I've been watching this, you guys. I have been flirting with the idea of doing the TikTok lives, okay? And not just going live on TikTok, but I see these women. I've spent all week watching these, okay? We're going to call it research. Some of them, you just can't look away. And I get that. You know, I had to call my, I had to pull myself out of it a few times, but I'm watching them and they are literally building this incredible community. And at first, you know, the immature petty part of me is like, that's stupid. That's sellout. That's whatever. I'm not going live on TikTok. No, I've genuinely been watching and they are creating real relationships because some of these people that get behind the camera are genuine and they want to help you. And are they getting help by helping you? Absolutely. But that's what life should be, right? You feed me, I feed you, everybody's eating. And it's these women I see coming out here that are creating a table for everybody to eat at. And you can see that there is just this positive energy because they are being intentional. And there's this younger girl that I've been watching and she comes up a lot probably because I stay on her videos the longest. But like her energy is contagious. And I watch people in her comments and everybody feeds off of it. How different could your life be if you set this foundation and intention to have just that positive mindset? And shit's happening. She's got two little kids, okay? Shit's happening. Like she's literally holding her kid and he has a blowout on the live, right? Like life is happening. It doesn't pause. Everybody doesn't just pause for her to get in her comfort zone or whatever. Like stuff is still happening. But just where you want to go in this life, you know, professional, social media, whatever it is that you're going to do, being someone who intentionally radiates positive energy is a catalyst for your success. That is you saying, I'm willing to be open for what's possible today. Positive people are, you know, more adept at problem solving, decision making, collaborations. Wednesday's podcast, I'm telling you guys, you've got to do a mindset group. And this feeds off of that. Get around the people that are like you. Sitting at home and talking about your plans to your family is a waste of your fucking life because they don't give a shit. Okay. They're going to be the last people to support you. Literally. Like, especially if it's something that's going to make them uncomfortable or something that they're going to have to sacrifice any amount of anything to, okay? You're not going to get that same support. And so what are you going to do? Just feel sorry for yourself and think, well, that was a dumb idea. And then you'll move on to the next thing that they could blow out of the water for you. Doesn't work like that. When you really choose to have this optimistic outlook, you're going to navigate whatever challenges that is. You create these communities. All of a sudden, you have built this foundation on resilience and creativity. And guess what's going to happen? That's increased productivity. You're going to do more things. You're going to have more innovation, especially when you work and grow a community in the space of your positive thinking. You're going to enhance any space that you're in if you choose to have this. There is a literal transformative impact on people. Your social status, whatever you want to call that, the social dynamics, and your success out here as a human. And I know that positive energy, if I'm going to write down a definition for that, it is hard to define on paper. But like, you know it when you see it. And when you're around someone who is just joyful and peaceful, you start to feel like that. You're attracted to them no matter what's going on, whether they're broke as fuck or, you know, hold the highest position in the world. It doesn't matter what they do. And maybe it's you seeing this person and these are qualities that you want for yourself, but you doubt yourself and you think that maybe you're not born with that. It's about training your mind. You have to be intentional and know that you are creating a foundation for the energy that you want to put out into the world. That's it. For the energy that you want to put out with your kids, with your spouse, with your family, with your job, with your, you know, mindset group, with your masterminds, with your TikTok lives, whatever that is. That's me setting a foundation for these TikTok lives because I want to help people. I realized how much I've taken for granted. I've got live access. I don't use it. I could do TikTok shop. I don't use it. I literally have the things and I've taken them for granted. And there are moms out here that need an extra income to feed their kids. So maybe they want to grow their group for their network marketing business. Maybe they want to grow their group for whatever. I had to get over my mindset or my mind block, the negative energy I had around the idea of going live on TikTok. I have potential to help a lot of people. And I know how important it is for me to create a foundation of positivity to go in there because I want them to feel safe. I want them to be able to come into my room and to be like, yes, I'm home. I get that. We are safe. And we're going to learn how to make big moves here. I mean, it feels good to do things that make you feel good. But what feels even better is helping other people feel good. It's a very selfish act, and I love it. You've got to be intentional about the foundation. Make it a habit to live in the present. Enjoy and appreciate whatever it is that you're doing. And I'm going to repeat that to myself when I walk around this corner and I have to fold two fucking loads of laundry. I have to remember that I need to enjoy and appreciate whatever I'm doing. We take everything for granted. Part of those words, I mean, get into the power of prayer, really, because your faith is a great source of power and energy. God is a great source of power and energy. Igniting that Jesus gene inside of you to say, all right, let the teacher teach. Give him the reins. Spend time every day in prayer with him to be able to have that quiet contemplation. Just a few minutes in that moment. And you have to let go of judgments. I had to be intentional about this, letting go of the judgments of what I thought something was or what other people might think. Like, let go of all of that. Learn to observe your thoughts with a neutral mind. Accept who you are for who you are. Accept other people for who you are. Replace blame with compassion. I think if the whole world stopped and they just did that for the next 2 days, we'd be living in an entirely different world. If we replace blame with compassion, and how can we change the world one person at a time? Take that responsibility. Practice forgiveness. Free yourself from the bullshit of your past. Say goodbye to disappointments. Release resentments. Use today to make a new start. And breathing is so important, babe. You have to take these deep breaths. Yes, breathing has a profound impact on your state of mind. That's another podcast episode where we could talk about what breathing does for your mind. But you can empower yourself by taking deep breaths from your abdomen instead of shallow breaths from your chest. And you've got to go in through your nose. All the way, deep breath from your stomach. Okay. Imagine every time you're breathing in, you're bringing that positive energy. You're bringing God's light into your body every time you inhale. And then every time you exhale, you're releasing everything that doesn't serve him. That's part of my intentional time that I spend with him every day, is just that intentional breathing in the positive, letting go of the negative. Anything that serves him, please release anything that does not. Exercise is a key. I know. Maybe just do some yoga in your living room. I don't know. But pay attention to the moves you're making and the physical sensations. Like, just be very mindful when you're doing it. Okay. It calms your mind. Plus, you know, you're going to get toned a little bit. You've got to look for the bright side in situations. Setbacks are temporary and they come, babe. They come. We know that. But you learn from the pleasant and unpleasant experiences. We are so busy defining good or bad in everything we have. It's like, if you've read my book, Fuck Luck Bitches, if you haven't, you need to get it, because I talk about this story. I talk about a lot of stories in there where, you know, we have to decide if it's good or bad. There's a local restaurant here. I don't know if I had told you guys this story here, but there's a local restaurant here with one of my friends that I've known for a really long time. Him and his wife have done an incredible job. Very popular, very busy. One day this guy comes in and he's in town for a funeral, and in his friend's honor name, he left a girl a $10,000 tip. Okay. Some say good, some say bad. What if we don't define it? Because listen to the rest of the story. He requests that she splits it with everybody. And this happens. And then for the next few weeks, there's a lot of drama that unfolds. And, you know, she's not showing up like a key employee, like just not doing her job. The restaurant lets her go. And the backlash. Okay. The backlash has been crazy, because they're not the same place that I knew. You know, this changed this girl's life forever. Where, you know, she came out of there blaming them. Like, I got a great tip. I had to share it. I got fired, you know, a week later. And so is it good or bad that this guy left 10 grand for a tip? Good or bad? We'll never know. Good or bad that it changed the dynamic of the business? Good or bad that it changed the trajectory of her life? What if we just stop labeling and it is what it is, and we move on in this moment and we look for the bright sides in every situation? It's a lesson or a blessing. You really want to feel connected? Give back. Create an environment where you're helping people. When you develop strong ties with people and focus on helping other people, you feel better about yourself. It's that selfish thing. Learn to listen to people. Give people your full attention. Let them know that you're interested in what they have to say. This people will be drawn to 100% of the time. Gratitude is the attitude of choice, okay? You have to count your blessings and thank other people for their kindness. Maybe talk about how they've made a positive difference in your life. I've had a chance lately, a lot lately, of running into people from my past or even in my present where I've had a chance to be able to thank them and talk about how they've made a difference in my life. It's huge. I watch the shift in their face and I'm like, that's amazing. Like, they feel just as good about it as I do, if not better. Try to smile more. I'd say if I have a weakness, it's that I don't. I just don't. I have resting bitch face that could compete with pretty much anyone. It is rough, and it's just my face does that, okay? My face just does it. It's RBF for real. I'm like the happiest person, no stress, nothing's going on, and I look like I'm ready to kill someone. I guess that's my, you know, self-preservation mode, because that way no one will be surprised if I ever do go off my rocker and, you know, hack up a body. I don't know. They'll be like, man, she always looks so mean. That would never surprise me. And other people will be like, yeah, but she looked mean, but she was so nice. I can't believe she just did that. It'll be what it is. I don't know. Think of things that make you laugh, smile, show affection, dare to let other people know how much they mean to you without worrying about whether or not you're going to look weak or silly, okay? Compliment people. Cultivate relationships. Surround yourself with people who make you feel energized, inspired. Share encouragement. Practical tips. You need to start a podcast. Remember your purpose. You probably feel better when you focus on giving to other people. It's easy to slip back into old habits and become preoccupied with your own bullshit, but you got to keep your eye on the prize. Think about your priorities and what you need to do to lead a meaningful life. And you got to be patient, because changing the way that you think and you act, it takes time and it takes practice. So set small goals that we know are within reach. Keep your eyes on the biggest goal that you think you'll never achieve. And you're going to have victories that inspire you. Plan for the off days, okay? Plan on how you will cope with that. But you can be intentional and bring more positive energy into your life. You've got to stay mindful and stay connected. This is how you enjoy happiness. And then you start to get confident and you just want to spread it around. Want to help other people. How have you helped someone else this week? You know, maybe that should be your goal for the weekend, of just getting outside of your own bullshit and stepping into the power of helping someone else get what they need. What are you taking for granted that you could literally use right now? Like Brandon Lynette's TikTok, what can you do to help other people gain live access or to be able to gain access to a TikTok shop? What can you do outside of your own bullshit to help someone else? Thank you guys for tuning in. If you love this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Sign up for Love Notes at BrandonLynette.com. And then if you want to buy me a cup of Everyday Dose Coffee, you can send that to ListenBitchDonations.com so we can keep this podcast rolling. And then buy yourself a cup of Everyday Dose. The link should be in the bio of the episode, okay? I love you guys. I'll see you next week.